so that you can actually measure what's happening against the setting of this goal. So if an entrepreneur wants to realize more money, one of the steps that they can take is to create a SMART goal. But they need to add in the realm of the feminine, this experiential intention setting aspect of the goal, which is, if they were to realize that goal, how would they feel? What would their experience in realizing that goal look like, feel like? You know, it's bringing in more of the senses in order to connect to what would this amount of money actually translate into in terms of an experience for myself, both while I'm generating it, but also when it actually happens. What is that experience going to feel like, going to be like? And so the blending of these two pieces, goal setting and intention setting, is combined in a process that I call the map of intention.
I love that. I really love that. And you know, for many reasons why, and it goes to set the tone for what I had created with this program by doing an intention guide. As you're listening, as I mentioned at an orientation yesterday, is that, you know, as you're listening to each of the presenters, and Joette is illustrating it beautifully here, is that as you're listening to what she's saying, write down what are your three or two or three financial intentions. What are the things that you really want to create? And do this with every call, not just Joette's, but she's illustrating it verbally beautifully. What you made me think of as you were speaking, Joette, is that there's so much out there, and perhaps it is considered more masculine energy, where it's just about acquiring the acquisition of money, mm-hmm. for just money's sake, for having it in your hands, which I think can drive us to do things and to get into situations where we may not always feel the most comfortable, but we just want to, you know, we feel that's what the American sort of dream is built on, is the acquisition of stuff. So we get these things that we really don't have any heart-based connection to. We have this money that we just have, but it's there, and maybe we're trying to spend it as fast as we make it because we just, you know, what have you. There's no connection to it, really. Would I be on target with that statement?
Yeah, I say for the majority of entrepreneurs who are operating in more of a spiritually aware place, it is very difficult to just set a goal and accomplish it these days. There has to be that feminine component. Otherwise, you know, I used to set goals all the time, and sometimes they would happen and sometimes they wouldn't. And I always noticed a little bit of a discrepancy inside of myself. I know there's power in setting goals, and so I would set them, but then I would either lose interest in them or feel disconnected from them or just not be inspired by them. But when I really began to understand the deeper components of it, really needs to be connected to the experience that I want to have, the emotional qualities that I want to feel, and, you know, what would happen. So if a person is generating a goal that is income-based, they need to be able to tie that income to how would their life look differently? What would that money actually go towards? What would it get used for? And then also setting the goal in order to grow oneself and liberate oneself from all of the internal barriers that they hold within their mind and in their belief systems. You know, this is another aspect of goal setting that I discovered when I was like, I am having a hard time connecting to these goals. It's very difficult. But when I began to relate to them more as like an experiment, I'm experimenting. What's going to happen if I strive toward accomplishing this particular income goal? Like, is it going to bring up all of my limitations for me so that I can see them and work through them and transform them into something really incredible? And once I did that, along with the feminine aspect of intention and emotional experience, my goals just began to happen almost like effortlessly. They would just happen, and I was like, wow, these goals are actually just happening, and I'm not even having to work hard to like make them happen. They were just coming to fruition in a very organic way because I was using these underlying techniques.